Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, November 11th. Today is Veterans Day. We want to give a big thanks to all of our veterans out there who have served. We certainly appreciate your service to the country and all you've done to keep America secure all these years. The grains right now are lower to start the week. We've got corn down 4 1/4, beans down 14 1/4 cents, wheat down 5 3/4 cents. We just don't have anything friendly out here. Crop progress and export inspections are delayed until tomorrow because of the holiday. I think the crop progress will show that the corn and the beans harvest is well behind and really haven't caught up all that much. That could be a little helpful, but we're still dealing with the reports on Friday. The demand in corn is poor. We know that. The demand in beans is good. But overall, we raised the bean carryout by $15 million. That didn't help. Funds are long the beans, so they blew out of that. The funds tried to defend their corn position, but without any real problems here, corn sold off with the beans here today. I don't see anything particularly friendly out here except the January final report. Should be lower than what we saw here on the November report, but it's going to be almost 2 months away, so I don't really see that that's going to be a major impact for a while. The things that could rally the market are continued bad weather. If we were to see some problems in South America, which we don't see at the moment, they're in pretty good shape. That's also putting the pressure on the wheat, corn, and beans here today. So we really don't see any problems out here. The funds are long beans, so they may want to scamper out of some of those positions. The funds are short an awful lot of corn, but they seem very content with the lack of corn demand out here staying short. We have absolutely no resolution on the Chinese front. The president came out over the weekend and said that there has been no deal reached and he's not going to lift tariffs so quickly. So that would really put the pressure on the beans here this morning. So not a lot of good news, lower prices. With the reports delayed until tomorrow, we might not see a little bit of a bounce in here until Wednesday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.